I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
85% of the process of having the confidence of proper direction moving into career comes from looking inward, looking at what God has already told us. What are your skills and abilities? What are your personality traits? How do you relate best to other people? You know, we want to embrace things we know about yourself, not ignore them, thinking you have to be something other than what God created you to be successful. So skills and abilities, personality tendencies, and then the third area is what I call values, dreams, and passions. What are those things that when you're doing them, you really come alive? We talk about athletes being in the zone. What is it that when you're doing it, time just flies by? And even if those things seem unrealistic or impractical, those are usually the best starting places to develop what your next season of work is going to be. And it's never a matter, Neil, of just seeing who's hiring and getting a job. That's a horrible plan for getting employment. You need to start with what it is you know about yourself so you can go out into the workplace with confidence. These are God-given talents. This is what I do well. Then you make yourself an attractive candidate and certainly raise yourself on the economic scale dramatically.
Do you run into people maybe many times who say, well, you know, my passions, I just don't think are going to pay well. Is there really a job that lines up with my passions and my values?
Yes, running into that all the time. Somehow we have this myth that if I really did what I enjoy, then I'm going to have to learn to live on beans and rice. You know, we hear artistic people, of course, we know, you know, artists, we always refer to them as starving artists. Well, sure, you can't make any money being an artist. Well, yes, you can if you change your perspective on that and have a clear strategy for what that's going to look like. But we almost assume, and this is especially true of Christians, we almost assume that it would be too good to be true to do what I really enjoy in my work. Work is somehow meant to be something we really disdain. And we let it creep into our vocabulary, you know, thank God it's Friday, you know, oh God it's Monday. You know, we assume that work is something that we really dislike, just that bitter pill that we have to endure. There's nothing in the scripture, nothing about the teaching of living a Christian full life that would embrace that at all. We should be joyful. We should be great examples in what we do. And the only way that's going to work well is if we are in using the talents that we really have that are strongest. So if that's growing dandelions, I'd rather help somebody be really successful growing dandelions than try to talk them into being a computer programmer because we know there are great jobs for computer programmers. It just doesn't work well as a long-term plan.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.